Hey guys, welcome to our third episode of Less Talk. My name is Sarah.
My name is Kayla. And we're going to first start off just talking about our different social medias. And I'm actually the one that's behind the scenes for the social media. Sarah actually does all the cutting and all the important technological stuff that I'm not really good at. And I'm not even good at social media. It took me a while to figure it out. In fact, the first couple posts, I had no idea what I was doing, and we had maybe 60 followers,
maybe,
if we were lucky.
Or six,
same, right? Thing. And then, actually, if you've heard of Nothing But Real Podcast, they helped me out and said that you need to have a certain algorithm or something, which is ridiculous. But anyways, there's a certain algorithm of how many hashtags you need on a post. And so I was like, you know what? We went on a hike, Kelsey and I, on Sunday, which was fun but terrible experience, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But and I did hashtag nature, hashtag vibes. Dude, I was killing it in the hashtag thing, and it made us get a bunch of followers.
We have a whole bunch of followers now, but they're all like professional photographers and
yeah,
stuff, right? Like, at least we'll be able to have like professional pictures done and stuff.
I know. Exactly. I don't know. I mean, they did turn out pretty good, considering it was my phone, and I couldn't really see where I was taking it because it was so bright out, and
right,
we work night shifts, so it's super bright for us, but they turned out really well, but yeah, it was good, and so that was our first one, and then that really kicked us forward, and then the one with the puppy, Chloe, who's our audio technician, so sorry if there's any mistakes, we'll just put it on her. But she's a pit bull shih tzu mix, and I don't know how the fuck that happened, especially because the mom is a shih tzu.
Right.
That is a very uncomfortable moment. You know what I'm saying?
I would hate to be her.
Fuck yeah, I would hate to be her.
A full-size right? pit bull that weighs like 70 to 80 pounds, right? And then you got a shih tzu that maybe weighs 7 to 8 pounds. 10 times difference
and in size.
And
they're just going to pound town.
It's fine. It's fine.
But yeah, she's a good dog. I mean,
she's super adorable.
She is super adorable.
She's got like the wiry shih tzu hair. I noticed that today, like
she's
little wiry
it in, yeah,
shih tzu hair, but then it's like short like a pit bull. Right? So it's kind of, I don't know if I'd probably shave her later on, right? Like cut
yeah,
hair.
So
trimmer, whatever.
When we first got her, right, she just had like that pit bull fur.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably like last couple weeks, she's starting to get that wiry shih tzu hair.
Mm-hmm.
And she's gonna be looking like the weirdest dog. I'll keep posting pictures as she gets older, even though she's not really growing too much. But just so you can see what a bullshit puppy looks like. That's what they call her at the vet, is a bullshit puppy.
Creative.
Very creative, right? Kelsey was so offended. She's like, why are they calling our dog bullshit? And I was like, because of the pit bull and a shih tzu. And she's like, oh, okay, that makes sense. But anyways, yeah, so back to our hike. I know I was talking to you about it earlier at work, but God, the ticks, man, they're fucking bad this year.
It's insane.
They're bad.
I'm not a hiker to begin with because I don't enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of like thinking about bugs and like spiders or ticks or whatever crawling over you, that's just a whole nother level of why I don't want to do it. And you're a prime example of why I don't do it. I don't want to hike even more now than what I did before, which was like zero. Now it's like negative 100.
Negative
100.
Because
of your story.
Yeah, so I have a severe phobia of spiders, like crazy phobia of spiders. And we went on this hike, and within 5 minutes of the hike, I looked down on my feet, because of course I'm going to look down on my feet to make sure I don't have spiders. And I had spiders all crawling all over my feet, right? So I'm fucking taking off my shoes and I'm stepping on Kelsey's feet and I'm like holding on to her because I'm panicked and like they're fucking crawling. I had like those like, are they joggers? Are those what they are?
Yeah, I'd say they were, right? Like your
they're
Nike
like athletic soccer pants, right?
Yeah,
they're
joggers,
like soccer pants.
I'd
or whatever,
say they were.
That zip up. But anyways,
because soccer players wear shorts, right?
Fuck, I don't know what they wear. I'm not a soccer player. I don't run. But if I did run, I'd play. No, I wouldn't play soccer. Anyway, so they were climbing up my pants. Whatever the fuck you call those pants. That have zippers on the side. Dude, they're fucking child pants, but whatever. Anyway, so they're crawling up my pants. I'm like zipping up my pants, dude. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. Finally, I like shake them off me. And I put my shoes back on. And she's like, we can go home. And I was like, we did not drive 3 hours.
Who drives 3 hours for a hike?
Well, it's beautiful. If you ever go to Hell's Canyon, it's on the border of Oregon and Idaho. It's gorgeous.
People are definitely going to want to go there after your story.
Just don't go hiking. And if you go hiking, just go on a more of a, like, trimmed path. I don't think they went through and trimmed it up yet. And I think we were literally the only ones hiking because it was a rainy day. But anyways, she's like, let's just go home. It's not a big deal. And I was like, no. I was like, I'm not letting my fear take away from my life. I am getting the help I need.
This is very therapeutic.
So therapeutic, right? Even though the entire time I'm like fucking stressing out, but I was trying to be a good sport and figure it out, right? So we go on our hike, and they had like fucking plants going along the fucking trail.
Like a jungle? Did you just step into the jungle?
It seemed like it a little bit, right? And so like, I would give Kelsey and I space enough. She was up front, so she could knock all the spiders down.
Right.
I used her as a shield, you know? Super nice.
That's smart.
And I would give her enough space so I could get a running start and leap and bound over the fucking thing. Like, I was like a fucking gazelle. All over the fucking things, right? Every time. Finally, we get up to, like, what I thought was the top. And I'm dying because I'm out of shape. And we look up and now it's, like, completely, like, you can't even see the path at this point. Mm-hmm. And I told Kelsey, she's like, I think we should go. And I was like, yeah, I definitely think we should go. So I start heading back down. And in the areas where you have to leap and bound or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I almost biffed it. I almost killed myself. And she's like, you can't do that anymore. So I was like, okay, go ahead. So I made her go ahead so she couldn't see me doing it. And I almost killed myself another 2 times. But that's not the point. The point is, we get to the bottom. And I'm like, before we go in my truck, we gotta check each other. So I start checking myself. I lift up my shirt. She's like swiping things off me. And I was like, well, maybe it's just like bark or something or leaves or...
Because you're rolling around in the dirt, you know?
Well, yeah, kind of, not really. But and anyways, she gets up to my shoulder and she's like, Kayla, you cannot move. And with my phobia, I thought I had, like, a fucking tarantula with, like, extended legs that were, like, wrapped around my body. And, like, big-ass fangs that were just hooked into me. And so I squeezing her. I'm squeezing her side so hard. She's like, ow, you need to stop. And I was like, what is it? She's like, you have a tick that's in you. And I was like...
Gross.
I started panicking, but then I could tell I was panicking her, so I was, like, calming down. Right. And then I was kind of relieved that it wasn't a spider.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Obvious.
Did you know there are spiders that can grow up to, like, a foot in diameter or whatever? Like, massive. And they're tarantulas.
Well, like, I didn't know they're tarantulas, but...
They're like a bird spider.
Fuck that, dude. I'm fucking birds. I would die. Anyway. Have you ever seen banana spiders?
No, but I heard about them once in Walmart in Idaho Falls. Some funny story. They had one shipment that they came in. They were like all freaked out and bugged out. And they did like this warning to all of Idaho Falls to be careful with the bananas that you buy because there's a potential that there might be banana spiders in this like shipment or whatever that they got. And they're like one of the most poisonous spiders in the world. I didn't buy bananas for like a good 3 months. And I still am freaked out. Like if bananas are in the box and not on display... There's no way I'm going to search for it.
That's crazy.
All right, back to your tick story.
So, yeah, so she can't get it out of me, right? Because, you know, you don't want to leave the head in you. And apparently what she was swiping off me was ticks. But I don't think she really in her head realized they were ticks. She just thought they were bugs.
Right.
And then turns out what I thought was spiders crawling over my feet were ticks crawling all over my feet. So, I'm not gonna lie to you guys, I got completely naked on the side of the road.
It's fine.
And I was just brushing ticks off me. And then she got completely naked on the side of the road, and I'm brushing ticks off her. And then I finally put a sports bra on and shorts, and was like, you need to drive me to the nearest gas station so you can fucking burn this shit out of me.
Right, so you can get a letter. Yeah.
And, on the way there, I could feel it moving, And I was like, I think it's moving. And she's like, it's not going to move. There's not, like, it's inside you. And I was like, no, I think it is. And probably 40 minutes later, it pops out and it starts crawling all over my body again.
Ugh.
So I pull over, get rid of it. And then 20 minutes later, I'm starting to calm down. I feel something on my foot. It's another tick. And then we find another tick crawling on her foot. And then by the end of the trip, we found one in her hair. And then finally we get home and I check myself again and there's one that's in my hair that's literally like trying to shake its body to get into my head, right?
Gross.
So, but they were weird. They weren't black. They were red and white. And apparently they're the American dog tick. Look it up. They're fun looking. And they're part of the spider family.
They have like eight little...
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Here, I'll show you a picture of it. But... And they carry, so they don't carry Lyme disease. Apparently that's the black ones that carry Lyme disease. But these ones carry Rocky Mountain Fever.
I mean, yeah, that's fine too.
That will infect your blood.
Ugh, that seems like a horrible nightmare. Ew.
Yeah, right? They're gross. But yeah, it'll affect your blood. So you have 3 to 30 days or whatever of you being able to show symptoms after you get bit. So yeah, we'll see.
I mean, I wish you luck. Don't die.
Well, we should be fine. I mean, I don't know how many they bit, but yeah. Aren't those gross, though?
That's disgusting.
And from far away, like, they kind of look like spiders. And I'm afraid of spiders, so I'm not going to
Are they big enough, like, that you can see the little legs or whatever of them? Or are they, like... So, like, fleas, right? For example, they're, like, ballpoint pen size, right? Like, you can't really see the little legs and everything unless they're, like, under microscope. Or, like, lice.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like you can feel them moving. I have like the heebie-jeebies right now. You can feel them moving or whatever, but you can't, like when you pull them out, you can't really see all their little legs or whatever.
Uh-huh.
You know? Are they big enough that you can actually see?
Yeah, they're big.
Gross.
They're like they're flat, but they're the size of an eraser, if not bigger. And when they suck your blood, they get bigger, right?
Right, they like balloon up, yeah, or whatever, right?
But they're super flat, so they're hard to kill.
Are they see-through like lice or whatever, without blood in them or whatever?
No. So they're about that size. So they're smaller than a deer tick, apparently, based on these pictures, but they're still pretty big.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, isn't that gross? Terrible, dude.
That's like the worst nightmare of my life. I feel like if I were to go to hell, that would be my hell, is being stuck in a vehicle for hours with bugs.
With bugs. With ticks.
Yeah.
And it was just like... It got to the point, like, by the fourth time checking both our bodies to make sure they were gone, and we kept finding them, that it was just like, oh, fuck, here's another one. Like, it just became an annoyance rather
than
a
normal,
fear.
That's normal, like, hey, yeah. Here's Fred number 4.
So, but yeah, that was our hike.
That's obnoxious. Ugh,
no, but it was beautiful. Gross. I mean, look at that.
The hike looks beautiful, and from pictures, yeah, I enjoyed looking at your pictures. It was real nice.
See, I got you, dude.
It was therapeutic for me to go through your pictures.
And don't worry, I'll post more hiking photos. I'll do all the hiking for everyone and our followers.
Please do.
And I will get all the bugs for you.
I don't mind like going on four-wheeler rides or whatever where that my feet aren't going to be in tick nests.
Just wait. You're going to go four-wheeling and you're going to get ticks and just latch onto you.
Ew. Gross. No, I'm okay.
But yeah, it's crazy.
On a brighter note, though, your puppy's cute.
She is cute. She's a little biter. She's teething, right? And she has little puppy sharp teeth, so she just fucking bites everything.
That's the best part about a puppy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, just wait till she starts getting the personality of like a pit bull. They're super territorial, and they tend to like latch onto one person. And that one person is like their person. If she gains that personality of them, that's the way my pit bull is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Brittany hates Ash. Because Brittany got Ash for me as an Easter present, but I was gone at tech school.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know Ash until she was, like, 4 months old. She's a blue-nosed pit. Mm-hmm. And she's, like, the sweetest dog in the world, but, like, when she gets mad, she gets mad. Anyway, I'm her person. And when Brittany got her, I was like, I don't think she's gonna like me. She's not even gonna know who I am. Like, they're that type of dog that... gets a person and that's our person. And I was like, I'm pretty sure you're gonna be Ash's person because you were the one that got her from the beginning. You're the one that feeds them, you're the one that waters them, you're the one that like kind of takes care of them more than what I do.
Mm-hmm.
But Ash is like attached to me at the hip. Like, wherever I go, Ash has to go. Like, when I go to bed, Ash goes to bed. If I get up, Ash gets up. As soon as I get up, like, Ash is excited. When I get home at 6 a.m., like, Ash is sitting by the door waiting for me. Like, she knows when I'm going to be home. Brittany gets super jealous. She's like, none of the dogs like me. And I'm definitely, like, the disciplinarian with our dogs. Like, mm-hmm. Brittany can't hit our dogs. She can't spank them ever. Mm-hmm. I'm like, spank the dog. She's like, stop it. Stop it. Right? Like, doesn't even hit them. So I'm the one who disciplines them. But it's like, all of them love me, and she gets super mad about it. It's funny. But pit bulls are fun. They're cute little love bugs.
She's going to be weird. Because she's, like, we've talked about it before, but potty training her, she pees outside normal, right? Good peeing outside. She hates pooping outside. I could be out there, I could fucking grill hamburgers, I could have a whole neighborhood barbecue, I could sleep outside, get married outside, and she would still not poop outside. And the minute I walk inside to get like a fucking hamburger bun or something like that, that's when she poops inside. It's the most irritating thing ever.
That's funny.
And she hates when it rains. She hates when the grass. So, yeah, she just poops inside but won't go outside. And she's afraid of the rain and everything. So if you guys have any tips on how to train her, maybe I'll just keep her outside for 5 days. Just kidding.
She's so little. No. I think it's just because she's young. She just needs to learn eventually. And she's got two stubborn dog personalities in her. That when she decides she's ready, she'll be ready.
I've never, like, literally, I love her and she loves to cuddle, right? But I think she has the worst sides of both Pitbull and Shih Tzu.
Both breeds.
She's just like...
Poor thing. She's just, like, screwed from the beginning of life.
She was. I mean, it's crazy because when we got her, we didn't know. But when we took her back to the vet because her stitches for her spay, do girls get spayed?
Yeah.
For her spay came undone or whatever. So we had to take her back in and she's like, do you know this full story? And I said, no.
There's a story?
She's apparently, she almost died when she was born and they had to resuscitate her or whatever. So.
What?
Yeah.
Number one, who resuscitates a dog?
I don't know. I don't even know
how do you resuscitate. Would you resuscitate a dog?
Like do they have like a little baggie?
Yeah, I was going to say, do you give them like mouth to mouth? Like... Do people just have, like, animal resuscitation kits?
I don't know.
CPR kits for dogs? Or do you literally, like, give the dog mouth-to-mouth and then do little chest compressions with your pinky finger?
Like, I don't know. So, apparently the owners of the Shih Tzu, obviously it wasn't a planned birth or anything, I would assume.
You'd hope.
Knew she was pregnant, but she had 8 babies, right? And they were getting way too big for her.
Right.
And it was causing problems. So they finally took her in and were like, I don't know what's going on with these babies, but it's not working out.
Mm-hmm.
And they took them out and they had 8 pretty much pit bull sized puppies.
That's insane. Pit bulls.
Well, I mean, probably not pit bull sized puppies, but big puppies. I mean,
bigger. Right.
For a Shih Tzu to have 8 of them inside of her.
Right.
The mom sadly didn't make it.
Weird. And
I think there's 8, and I think 2 of them, including Chloe, had issues and almost died. But she's the runt, so you see her size, and she's those are the pictures we took when we first got her. Mm-hmm. She's about that size. She might be a little bit bigger, you're saying, but
she looked a little bigger, or her body. No, she looked bigger. She looked a little taller. Like, her tummy wasn't touching the ground anymore, I guess.
She has a pit bull tummy,
dude. There was a little more clearance between her tummy and the ground. Not much, but...
So, anyways, she's the smallest one by far. She's a runt. And apparently, her brothers and sisters are twice her size.
What? Like, so if my dog got pregnant by a much larger dog, I'd probably... terminate the pregnancy, right? Because, like, one, those puppies probably aren't going to be super healthy. They're going to probably have a lot of issues if they survive.
Mm-hmm.
And then, on top of it, the mom's definitely not going to make it. Like, my mom had a chihuahua that had that same issue, and we ended up just getting her spayed. Mm-hmm. So we terminated, like, a little puppy pregnancy. But she got knocked up by like what we thought. It was either a shepherd or a pit bull. And it was a chihuahua, right? A little chihuahua dog.
How does that happen?
And we didn't know if she was pregnant yet or not.
Yeah.
So, like, it wasn't like, oh my gosh, yeah, your dog's pregnant. There's four puppies, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't determined that. But they were like, all right, well, odds are she's not going to make it. Mm-hmm. We can neuter, or not neuter her, spay her now and not have any issues with it and she'll be fine. And then he won't have this ever happen again. So that's what we did.
Yeah.
Right. She was on a couple medications. For the first couple days first, I guess we're supposed to, like, mitigate things implanting.
Mm-hmm.
And then we spayed her.
Which I think is smart.
Right. Because, like, you don't know what's going to happen with your puppy. She's right. fine right now, but
she's had issues. Like, it took forever for her spay thing to close.
Right.
Because they said her abdomen, her body size is of a shih tzu, but her stomach is the size of a pit, like, is in a, it looks like a pit bull stomach, right? I don't know how to explain it because it's all small, but it looks like a pit bull stomach, and it's too big for her body size, so it was pushing on the stitches, and that's what tore it open.
See, that's insane. Like, what other complications are she going to have? And that's so sad to me. Like, this little dog's going to have to go through all that stuff.
So, we'll see. I mean, we'll have to take her to the vet, I guess, if there's anything else. But she seems to be doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Sort of.
She seemed a lot better today. She seemed good. She seemed happy.
Yeah, she's happy. Happy.
Cute little puppy. But on abortion, we talked about abortion a little bit last week, kind of like the pros for it. It's completely different with, well, I don't know. Some people might argue that it's completely different with animals because it's animals, not humans. But this week, we were going to touch a little bit really quick on the cons for it, like why people are arguing against it or whatever, and kind of what they're saying on it. And some of the number one cons for abortion are obviously the number one, that abortion is murder. Because they're saying that you're taking away the option for this human being to live.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that that life starts at fertilization. But Bill Nye also did a video that talked about fertilization that you guys should watch or listen to. It was done in 2015. And we can share the link with it. But another con that they talk about is that, well, life begins at conception. And then another one is that fetuses actually feel pain during the abortion process. And I don't doubt that there probably is some type of feeling, but from the little pregnancy center, birth center app that I had, like, they don't start to develop nerve endings until later on in the pregnancy or whichever. Like, my wife is pregnant right now and she's 12 weeks. And I just was talking about how, like, the intestines are starting to be developed, but they're not even inside, like, what you'd call, like, a stomach wall or whatever, right? Like, they're just floating around in her...
That's so weird.
...uterus or whatever's going on.
So she has her intestines, and then now she has a baby intestine?
Yeah, so now she's literally, like, producing twice... Well, what I'd assume. Twice the amount of, like, fecal matter or whatever. Like, this baby's starting to, like, produce its own stuff through, like... The umbilical cord, obviously, right? Different process. But now she's, like... more or less feeding, too, because now all of the nutrients are, like, going through her, and now they're, like, going through the baby's intestines and stuff.
I have to
starting
ask.
To have intestines.
I have to
weird
ask.
To me.
It, so when she poops, is she pooping the baby's poop?
I would say so. I feel like she does more so now.
That's crazy.
I feel like she goes to the bathroom much more than what she used to. Smells much different, too. It's not a good process.
That's crazy.
But another con is they're saying that abortion... is the killing of a human being, which defies the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm currently going to Liberty University, which is a Christian university, and I'm not religious by any means, if people haven't picked up on that. But I am now. I'm a convert, I guess.
You're religious now?
I guess so.
You finally did it!
I go to Liberty University, and they converted me. No, I'm just kidding. I don't go to church on Sunday. I just do it for my papers. Every now and then I'll put a nice little Bible quote from the King James Version.
I don't even know what that means.
Into my papers.
What's King James?
It's a version of the Bible.
What?
It's a version. Like,
isn't a Bible the Bible? You can't do
it. But there's different prints, right? Like, Oxford University has their own print, and then, like,
so King James Version,
and then Did you hear me say that? I'm not religious. I don't know. I didn't write all these books.
I didn't say you wrote them. I'm saying you understand that because now you're a Christian.
No, I don't. I Google quotes that follow whatever I'm talking about or like are similar to, and it's like, oh, this quote kind of matches what you're talking about, and then I'm like copy and paste. Anyway, so one of the biggest arguments, a lot of them are emotional arguments, right? But one of the biggest arguments is that, on a political standpoint, I guess, is that our nation was founded on Christian values, and mm-hmm. that the government was developed to solely protect the unalienable rights that were given to man by God, which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, or whatever, right?
I thought it was justice. I'm so bad.
But these rights that are given by God are the ones that the government are supposed to be protecting, and the number one being life. And people are arguing that life starts at fertilization, right? But Bill Nye, in his video, he talks about like the whole fertilization process, and he talks about how that it's ignorance rather than bliss or whatever of why people are arguing for it. Anyway, that's one of the biggest arguments, is that it's going against the rule of God and what God intended for the people. It talks about how the Bible does not distinguish between a fetus and a baby. It's all the same thing. Because in the Bible, it uses a Greek word of brephis, which is used to refer to both an unborn child and an infant. So their biggest argument is that they're one and the same. Which brings me to the next point that I was talking about, because that's kind of how like the Chinese age system works. So technically, like in Chinese, the most basic way to explain how that they age is that a baby is 1 year old when they're born. So they start accruing age at the point of conception, and then and then it gains another year at the new year. So like if they're born in December and then January rolls around for us, right? Their years are different. It's like, I think it's like June to June or something like that. It's different. But anyway, if they're born in like December for us and then January rolls around and it's a new year, they're automatically two. So like Brittany is due December 2nd. She'll have it December 2nd. According to Chinese age, it would be one. And then January rolled around and it would automatically be two.
That's crazy.
Which is insane.
That is insane.
Right?
That's
so
cool though.
Bailey would technically be like six by now or whatever.
But she's five.
Right? So it doesn't make sense. But it's because they kind of go off of that mindset that life starts at the point of fertilization or conception or whichever you want to call it. But I think that's even hard to determine, because fertilization is different than conception, because like fertilization is when a sperm fertilizes an egg. Mm-hmm. But then conception is like when it embeds in the wall, the uterine wall, and starts to grow and become this own weird thing, according to the birth center. Gives you updates each week. It's really awkward. The other con that they talk about against abortion is that abortion causes psychological damage.
To who? The mom?
The mom. It says young adult women who undergo abortion may be at increased risk of subsequent depression, which I think they're talking about like postpartum depression, which happens even after you have a baby. Like women go through that once there's no longer that feeling of having something inside of you.
What do you think they're going to go through mentally when they have a kid that they don't want and they're going to have to raise it for the next 18
exactly
years?
that's the argument on the other side, right? It's like they're saying it can cause just as much psychological damage when they have to go through a full-term pregnancy of one that they don't want, or they don't like the guy, or they don't know how they're going to raise it or whatever, right? It can cause just as many issues. Another one is that abortion reduces the number of adoptable babies.
Mm-hmm.
And I get like maybe in other countries where that it's a lot cheaper, but a lot of people don't adopt here because it's expensive.
It's very expensive, yeah.
But they're arguing that instead of having the option to abort, women should give their unwanted babies to people who cannot conceive. And I don't know what they mean by give them to them. Like if they're saying put them in the adoption system, that they go into foster care or like orphanages, because those aren't good environments for babies either.
Yeah, no.
Right? Unless I knew I'd already pre-set up somebody to adopt my baby, I wouldn't want to put them into a foster care or like an orphanage, because they're rough and a lot of times children have psychological issues anyway.
So I have a question. I don't know if you'll know this or if anyone listening will know it, but
yes.
So you're saying that America's the laws were based on Christian views, which is true,
yeah.
I would assume. which this is 2019, and didn't, I mean, I remember in school, this is going off topic, but I remember in school they called it the melting pot. America was a melting pot of all these different cultures. And anyways, back to my original viewpoint, is if it was based on Christian views, why didn't they make abortion illegal hundreds of years ago? Like, why is it now that they're like, well, it's Christian views now, so now we're making it illegal?
So I guess it's more like, I actually just kind of did a paper on it. Well, this is what I have to do in my degree. It's like, they want me to take the Christian values and explain how that, why, or explain why we need to go back to that basis, or why we should continue being the way we are, but implement Christian values back into it, right? So the framers initially, they wanted to take the concept of the values of Christianity and put it into government, right? But not in the sense that faith or religion ran the government, right? So like the Roman Empire, a lot of times the Pope would be able to distinguish who the Roman Emperor was at the time, mm-hmm. and then dictate it that way. So a lot of times the church was physically in charge of the government's foundation, mm-hmm. right? And the framers, after like being educated on like the Roman Empire and why it fell through or whatever, why their constitutions didn't work, they decided that they didn't want to have that concept. They didn't want to have the church in charge of the government, but they wanted the government to protect the rights that God had given man, because they understood that like God was the only sovereign entity, and God was the only one that could allow an authoritative figure to be in charge, but that didn't mean that that authoritative figure was over God, right? Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So like they kind of ruled in the sense of God allowing them to. So what they wanted was they wanted people to have a Christian background, because they say without having like a religious background, or Christian is what they referred to back then, that people wouldn't understand the basis of moral right and wrong. That in order for somebody to abide by laws, they also had to have the moral understanding of God and what God found right and wrong. Like, you had to have a moral basis for what was right and wrong according to something, and that something was having a foundation in religion, because religion gave people hope or whatever. So they're saying what's wrong, what people who are like anti-abortion are saying, is that people have fallen, like society has fallen from that religious moral right and wrong, and now we don't understand that moral basis of what we should do and what we shouldn't do. Now people are just going off of what science says we should do, or what science says we shouldn't do, which is what like people in the Bible Belt, I guess, are your most predominant ones, or even our community, right? A lot of the basis is like the church wouldn't do it or whatever. Like, same thing with like gay rights, right? They're like, that goes against God because God wouldn't find it right. Which I understand, like, you have to have a moral understanding, but the framers also wanted an evolutionary constitution, because they understood back then that was a lot of the fault as well, was because when there was such a harsh religious background, it was a lot harder to have an evolutionary mindset, mm-hmm. or perception, right? So they wanted to create a constitution that would be evolutionary and continuously able to grow with precedents or like subsequent laws that would come into play later on in life that would allow it to evolve, not just stick in one point. So that's like one of the biggest arguments on it now. Did that answer your question? I guess that's like the basis of
what I understand. Yeah, no, that made sense.
That's kind of what the framers intended by it. But a lot of like these people that are for it are taking it to the extreme, right? On both sides. I'm not mm-hmm. just saying on that side.
Yeah,
right? Both sides are definitely taking it to like the extreme of like, no, this is absolutely what we should do, or this is absolutely what we should do. I feel like it needs to be like a happy mediation. Obviously, it can't be one way or another. But they have like a whole bunch of like cons for it. Another one is that women should not be able to use abortion as a form of contraceptive, which I don't know how you classify that. I don't know how you dictate what that would be, right?
What are they saying? Because like how our last episode, we were saying that 95% of the abortions are because they didn't want it.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're talking about that.
But are they like, so a contraceptive, right, is like birth control. So I'm going to assume that they're also against birth control all in all, which if you're trying to prevent it from the beginning, like, I know like Catholics are against contraceptives, mm-hmm. period, like condoms, birth control, whichever. So I don't know if they're trying to take it to that extreme. Once again, I think it just needs to be a medium. This one says that Institute reported that 45% of all women having abortions every year have had at least one previous abortion. Which I guess if that's the case, I definitely don't agree. Women should just be able to go in and have an abortion all the time, right? Like, I guess that brings me back to the point that I said last time, was that there should be more of a psychological thing that they have to go through. Like, understand what you're doing.
Yeah.
It shouldn't just be something that you can walk into a clinic, be like, I want an abortion. And they're like, all right, tomorrow at 9 a.m. type thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's like, I know this is like a fake character, but I do think it's real, and I think a lot of people actually do it. But on Orange is the New Black, I forget her name, but the one that's all addicted to meth or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she keeps going to get abortions, and it's like her 8th abortion because she's just having unprotected sex because she's all high when she does it, and she gets pregnant all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's wrong.
Yeah, that's not okay. Like, but no, you shouldn't just be able to go in and have an abortion because you're having sex with your drug dealer to get meth and then you get pregnant, right? Like, no, that's not okay. That's obviously an extremity. But understand the other options of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But know the whole process of it, I guess. I think that's the best way to go about it. Another con, which I think is, once again, to the extreme of it, is abortion promotes a culture in which human life is disposable. Which I don't know if you can blame that concept that society is developing merely on abortions, right? Like, there are so many people that are committing crimes on 8-year-olds that are born in society. It doesn't mean that abortion is the leading cause of life becoming more disposable. I think people are inherently going to do that when population becomes too high. Another con is that allowing abortion conflicts with the unalienable rights, like I talked about with the Founding Fathers of the United States. This one is abortion disproportionately affects African American babies. It says in the United States, black women are 3.3 times as likely as white women to have an abortion, according to an institute.
They can't even name the institute, right?
Yeah, I don't even know.
That's such bullshit.
I don't know if that's fair to say. That's super racial, but at the same time, like, a lot of the people that are making these arguments are tend to have the tendencies of being racial individuals, right? Like, a lot of times they are in your Bible Belt where there are still, like, white supremacy groups alive. Even in ours, right? There are white supremacy groups, like, in our prisons now, right? Over here in Idaho that are pressing for
Northern Idaho with the KKK.
Yeah, scary. Exactly.
I would never go to fucking North Idaho. But it's like, you can't make up a... I can't make up a statistic. 80% of gays end up getting their master's degree, according to Institute. I can't just say that. Like, just because I say Institute at the end of it makes it real.
Right.
And no.
Right.
I highly doubt 10% like, not getting a master's degree is hard just because your sexuality or your skin color doesn't matter whether you're going to get an abortion. Like, maybe there are statistics in a sense, but you can't, don't give me the statistics. Give me the study that shows it. Don't just say because of an institute.
Right.
Like, bullshit.
Yeah. Our baby's going to be part black, and the donor that we had, right?
Yeah. That's awesome.
The donor that we had, he actually has...
I thought he's Mexican.
No, that's Bailey. That's different. We're going to have an array of, like, kids, okay? One's going to be Mexican and white. The other one's going to be black and white. It's fine. Anyway, so this one that Brittany's having, her donor is black. And he has a master's degree in, like, art history or something.
So does it show, like, a picture? Or does it just say...
It shows our kids' pictures, which I think is really pedophile-ish, in a sense. They don't show, like, their adult pictures. Like, you don't see what they look like now. You see what they looked like at the age of, like, 4 to 7. So he's a really cute 4 to 7-year-old kid, but you don't know what he looks like now.
Yeah.
And it gives you, like, they have to do a little bit of vetting. Like, it's got, like, their blood type, how old they are, how many times they've donated, how many live births their donations have provided.
Do they know that?
Yeah, so our donor number was like 1356049 or something like that. And that's how they reference it. So, like, it's scanned in that we bought his sample. We bought three of his samples. So each sample was scanned in that we purchased them. It's under our name. Once a live birth happens, they'll put it on the record that that number had a live birth upon this sample or whatever. And it, like, it'll tell how many donations he's made. It'll tell, like, how many have been bought, how often he's donating, and, like, how probable, like, how fertile he is, or, like, how many live births he had. Like, this guy's got, like, 4 kids out there in the world now, right?
Could you imagine you go in, right? You're a dude. You're about to go jack off and go give people the, you know, the sperm they need.
Right.
And they're like, hey, number 5789123, you have now 7 kids in the world.
He's like, don't tell me that.
I'm like, okay, thank you. That's really going to help me when I'm going in the room to do my business. Right. Thank you.
Right. My favorite con, though, is the one that talks about how abortion may lead to future medical problems for the mother. It said a study published by peer-reviewed International Journal of Epidermology, Jesus, estimated that about 15% of first trimester miscarriages are attributed to prior history of induced abortions. Mind you, this study was done by a Chinese study published in the peer review of Indian Journal of Cancer. They go on to talk about how that a study published in this peer review, cancer causes and control, found that abortion is significantly associated with an increased risk of breast cancer, and that the risk of breast cancer increases as the number of abortions increases.
But what, like, does it have statistics on what makes it significant?
No, that's just
like, is it 0.051
it said
as a p-value?
No, it doesn't say that.
P-value 0.051. And you don't even know what they're testing. Like, you need to look at the statistics, right?
Right. And people need to review what exactly is being said before they just, like, go with one side or the other. I'm not saying that what I view is right. I'm not saying what they're saying is right. But, like, people need to understand the background of it. Like, what exactly is being said. I feel like the bill that was passed in Alabama saying that life starts at fertilization, that's different than conception. And conception is different than birth or whatever, right? Or third trimester, right? Conception is different than first trimester. First trimester is different than second trimester. And second trimester is different than third trimester, right? That's why they have different labels. Mm-hmm. Because different things are happening. They actually have a Heisman Trophy winning football player make a quote on why you shouldn't do abortion.
Oh, possess.
Talks about how abortion eliminates a potential society, contributes a future human beings. So another future reason.
NFL players,
obviously,
which you're killing off.
He said, the reason I'm here is because his mother ignored the advice of doctors who recommended an abortion. So he's here. He's a football player because his mom went against it.
I just, like, back to this. You know, I feel like what they did, right? They took cancer patients, right? People that have breast cancer or whatever. And they're like, okay, and then fill out these demographics about you. And one of the boxes was, have you ever had an abortion, yes or no?
Right, and then they took those and were like...
And then they took those, and even if it's like 20% of the sample size had abortions at all, and then they took that 20% of the however many samples, and then they're like, okay, well, there were slightly more, so like 51% of them had abortions that also had cancer. And then that's how they got their significant findings.
Right, so they, like, that's filtered how, it down.
And you find, like, it all the time. Like, in my...
Right. You can make statistics say anything.
In my courses, right, we have to do... Like, we have to look at peer-revised articles, right, for our research parts. Because when you have to get your doctorate in psychology, you have to do research or whatever.
Right.
And it shows... Like, literally, like... It could be so minuscule, but because of the fucking p-value... Mm-hmm. They can say, technically, without lying, they can say it's significant, even though it's really, like, if you really look at it and you know what you're looking at, it's significant in that small little part of the sample size, which doesn't do the whole population, right? Like, right. It doesn't make up the whole population, so I think it's funny, but whatever.
Yeah, you can make statistics say anything by that.
Yeah, it's like, have you heard of the thing where, a study... So that there's a correlation between female is getting hit in the boob and breast cancer. And they said that it was significant that if you get hit in the boob, you're going to have breast cancer. What?
I'm probably going to have breast cancer.
I've gotten, like discussions, debates about it, because I'm like, you cannot correlate. You're telling me everyone, every female, and if you have not been hit in the boob and you're a female, please comment, because I promise you every female has been hit in the boob once, and not every female has cancer.
Right, like what dictates being hit in the boob, right? Like, is it like full-blown punched or like elbowed, right?
Because,
I mean, never been full-blown like somebody punched me in the boob, but I have been elbowed a few times or whatever.
And I'm sure, like, if you get hit hard enough, it fucking messes with your tissues and it might, whatever, it might make the cells, like, mutate or whatever and right. cause cancer. But you can't tell me every time you get hit, you're getting cancer. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. But right. whatever.
Right.
I'm not a scientist by any means.
Anyway, yeah, moving on from abortion topic. That was fun. I just thought it was interesting to read about the cons, because it's something that I don't inherently go with. I wouldn't have an abortion, but I don't think it's right that we don't allow people to.
All right, well, tell us what you think about abortion and your viewpoints and all the other stuff we talked about. Also, if you haven't followed our Instagram, follow our Instagram, because that's where we're at. I tried Facebook and I don't know how to work it. And Twitter is not where it's at, mostly because it's super confusing.
Yeah, I don't really get on Twitter much.
Yeah.
But I'm really proud of you, like, stepping into the 21st century with your social media.
Thank you. It's been hard.
Adaptation.
It's been rough. And I've followed a lot of, like, porn sites, I think. Like, the girls that are, like...
That's where it's at.
The fake thing, right? And then they send me fucking crazy-ass videos, and I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Anyways, I'm still learning, so if you have any suggestions on how to fix that, if you have any suggestions on how to fix my broken dog, even though she's adorable.
She's super cute.
But she can't poop outside. And anything else, just let us know. But thanks for listening, and I hope you like the new episode. Check us out on YouTube, Spotify, Anchor, and on all the social media.
Bye. SoundCloud. Bye.